We had a Bible study last Wednesday, and Daniel took the Bible study. So, you know, you come, you don't know what happens on a Wednesday unless you come. But we're so privileged to have them. We thank you that, you know, how many came from Bible College last Wednesday? Was it four? Four of them came from Bible College last Wednesday. With another young man, you know, this week joining us. We're so blessed to have them with us. And encourage them now. Encourage Martin now as he comes and shares the word with us. Amen.
Amen. I forgot that one. Praise God. It's good to be here. Just when during worship, there was such a presence of God here. The last few weeks has been an amazing couple of weeks for me. You know, and I want to come and try and share that with you today. You know, and I was speaking to the Lord last night, and like I was asking, is there anything specific people need to hear this morning, this afternoon? And God spoke to us, and if you've got your Bible, turn with me to Matthew 11:28. I'm not going to speak for long today. I really feel like the last few weeks, as I said, I really feel God's wanting to do something. I feel as if he's really wanting to free people. So I'm going to just share a short word with you, and then we'll get into a time of ministry. So, if you've got Matthew 11:28, it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So last night when I was spending some time with the Lord, and like I felt it showed me there's people here today who need rest, who need to rest in God. You know, life brings its challenges. We get tired. You know, I've only been a Christian for 5 years. You know, some of you have been on the journey a lot longer than me. But I just, like, we can get so far and it gets tiring. I know myself, being a Christian for 5 years, things get hard. Things get tough. You know, and I want to try and communicate to you what God has put on my heart and what he's been teaching me the last few weeks. And the phrase God has gave me, it's come away with me to the secret place. Come away with me to the secret place. No, the secret place. What is the secret place? Jesus says, come to me. He says, come to me. He's inviting us. But we have a choice. Are we coming to him? Are we coming to Christ? No, if you can turn me to Matthew 5. So what is the secret place? What is it? No, Ken had shared earlier that Helen had said something. God is everywhere. God is omnipresent. His ways everywhere. No, but I believe God calls us into the secret place. And over the last month, God has called me into the secret place. So Matthew 5, starting from verse 5. "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." I just want to share, the last month, my Christian life has totally been turned on its head. Like I shared briefly last week how things have changed, and it's by this, I want to try and teach something this afternoon to you about the secret place. So firstly, we need to go to the secret place, private place, the private place. It says, go into your room and close the door. God calls us into a place of isolation sometimes. Go into your room. So I've started at college locking myself in the room, spending quality time with God. Quality time with Him. Stillness. I want to speak to you about stillness as well. So when we come to God, I don't know about yous, but for the last 4 years, I've came to God with a list of prayers as long as my arm. I've came to God, pray about this, pray about that. And these are all good things. Don't hear what I'm not saying. Just, we come with an agenda to God. We come and we want to, we feel we have something, a part to play when God calls us to be still. And you know, when we come to Him and try to stay still before God, when the presence of God comes and we stay still before God, it's hard at first. It's hard because our natural reaction is we want to do something. We want to pray. We want to pray in tongues. We feel we've got something that we need to earn. So I want to say to you today, be still. In Psalm 46 verse 10 it says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. The stillness. So when we get before God, practice this. I just want to, we get to a private place. I don't know what the private place can be for yous. We've got busy lives. People are working. You've got kids. Life is busy. No, but I want to encourage yous, find a private place with God. Get alone with God. God wants to reveal Himself to us. He wants to reveal His presence to us. But we have to come to Him. Jesus says, come to me. See the message I've got today, it's a simple message. It says, Jesus says, come to me. Come to me. Stop running. We're so good at running away from God. My own experience is I run away from God. When we fall into sin, we run away from God. Jesus says, come to me. Come to me into the secret place. And it starts with stillness. Secondly, adoringly. I've been listening to a guy called Eric Gilmer. He's an American guy. And he was speaking in Rotherham a few weeks ago. And this guy, his teaching is so simple. But it's changed my life. And he talks about adoringly. So we sit in the stillness. We invite Jesus to come. We say, Jesus, come. We calm our minds. We calm our thoughts. We calm our hearts. We calm our soul. And we invite God to come into the room. And you know what? See, when we do that, God comes. God loves to fellowship with us. That's what we were created for. We were created to be in fellowship with God. It's an amazing thought. It's amazing. So we start to adoringly, we adoration, we just fix our eyes upon Jesus. You hear the cliche, fix your eyes upon Jesus. Just in the storms, fix your eyes. And sometimes it's not easy. But we have to get in the quiet place, still ourselves, and turn our thoughts to Him. Meditate on the cross. Meditate on the cross. Allow the presence of God to come in and break you and mould you and shape you. Allow God to speak to you. No, like my prayer life the last few weeks, I don't think I've said two words to God. That might sound strange to you. Because we're that used to, like, we come to God with prayers, as I said, but I've not said anything. Prayer isn't about, this is my understanding of it just now, prayer is about the heart. It's about the heart. So I want to quote somebody. Charles Spurgeon said, the heart of prayer is the prayer of the heart. It does not consist simply of words, gestures, forms, or eloquence. Now, a great man of God recognised it wasn't about what he said to God. It was about his heart. It was about his heart. God just cut. It's amazing. When we still ourselves and we turn to adoration to God, then flows worship. We begin to worship God. No, when we come into God, we are so self-conscious. We are wrapped. It's the human nature. It's a fallen nature. We are so wrapped up in self. and we have to get by ourselves, turning our eyes to Him in worship and our hearts to worship Him. You know, and see the impact, like my life has just been changed the last month, honestly. Like, I feel, I said this in a prayer meeting, I feel born again. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the way I feel. A simple... practical way of approaching God. You know, as I said, we come to God very self-conscious. You know, and God wants us to turn our eyes to Him, turn our hearts to Him. Let Him come. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He is the bread of life. God wants to come and feed us. In the natural, when we live life, we need to eat. We need to eat food in order to live, in order to function. As spiritual beings, we need to be fed. We need to be fed by God. And how does that happen? In the quiet place. It happens in the secret place with God. If we come to God in quietness and we open up our hearts to Him, God comes and speaks. He will come and speak to you. Jesus, again, He said it, I am the bread of life. He also says, whoever abides in me, I will abide in them. So we have to, when the presence of God comes, we abide in Him. Let Him feed us. Let us see as a Christian. We cannot function as a Christian if we are not spending time in the presence of God. I can't. If I'm not spending time in the presence of God, when I go about my day, my heart becomes hard. I start to judge people. I start to get resentful. I do. I put my hands up to that. And I've recognised over the last couple of months how important the presence of God is in my life. The presence of God is so, so important. I'm unable to love somebody without the presence of God. My heart becomes hard too very quickly. I need God to come in every day and soften my heart, melt my heart. I need to see Him. I need to see Jesus every day. You know, like, and another thing, when we spend time, like, my devotional life, being at Bible college, if anybody's been there, you get trained to be critical in your thinking towards the Bible. So you approach the Bible with a critical mind, and it's knowledge. But you know what? It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Even as a Christian, we can pick up our Bibles and we just start reading. We say a wee quick prayer and we just start reading. Can I just suggest something? Is spend time in the presence of God before you pick up your Bible. Spend time in quietness, adoration, worship. Let the presence of God come and fill your life. And see, when you pick up that Bible, it will come alive to you. It will come alive. Like the Bible, just I'm seeing things in it that I've not seen in a long time. And it's because I'm spending time in the presence of God. You know, as I said, I've not got this is a simple message I just wanted to bring to you today. Really, really simple. And it's on my heart. It's been on my... Like, last week at Bible college, we went to a prayer meeting on the Tuesday. And there's a few of us who have been applying this to our life. And see the presence of God. It filled... I've never felt the presence of God in this prayer meeting. It was just so tangible. It was amazing. You know, and I want, that's my passion, I want people here today to pick up on it, just to open up your heart and say, maybe he's right, what he's saying. If it works for him, I'm going to try it. Because I don't know about you, see, right now, I want more of Christ in my life. Yeah. You know, we've got a lost world living out there. Andrew speaks a lot about signs, wonders and miracles. See, if we're not spending time in the presence of God, we're not going to see these things. We need to be with Him. We need to know Him. I want Him more than anything now. I don't want to just pick this up and it's just dead and it doesn't mean anything. I want it to, when I open it, to come alive. Does anybody else want that? Yeah. Amen. So I'm just going to ask you for the next 5 minutes, we're going to invite God to come. He's already here, I feel Him. But I'm going to ask you to quiet yourself, quiet your heart, still yourself. As I said, our natural is we get scared when the presence of God comes. When we get still, we want to do something. But I just want to take 5 minutes, invite Jesus to come, the Holy Spirit to come and to speak to us, to feed us, to give us something, a word that's going to sustain us for this week. So I'm going to ask Daniel just to kind of play quietly in the background, and we're just going to close our eyes. Jesus. Jesus. Worship you, Lord. Come, Jesus. I love you, Lord. As I said, when the presence comes and you start to feel God, we can get scared. It's been my experience. But Jesus loves us. He wants to be with us. He wants to fill us with Him. He wants us to become like Him. Jesus, we love you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Come and speak to us, Lord. See, the great thing about it as well, we don't need to say anything. We just be who we are. It's amazing. We don't need to say anything, we just come as we are. God loves us the way we are. He loves us the way we are. In His presence we find our identity. We find that we are children of God. We find a freedom in it. We find a strength to face the days. No, and I just feel that people are going through some tough times now. That they need rest. That they need that encouragement. And God says, just come to me. So I'm going to open it up for, if anybody feels that they would like prayer, if they feel that they're not in that place of spending time with God, now's the time to get back in that place with Him and say, you know what, Jesus, I want you. I just want you. If there's people carrying burdens and they just feel that they can't lay it down and it's constantly following them everywhere, just start to come forward and I'll pray for you. Just start to come forward. If there's anybody that just needs a fresh touch from God, that encouragement. But I remember times when I've been in church and God spoke to us, people have done an altar call and I've sat and I know God spoke to me and I've just sat and I should have went forward. I should have took that step. It's like Peter in the boat, he stepped out, he wanted Jesus. If anybody's got a need in their life that needs to be met, there's a real struggle, a real battle. You just can't seem to get free from. And God wants to free you from that. Just encourage you to come forward. One of the things that struck us over the last few weeks is I don't need to strive anymore. The striving is gone. I don't need to strive to be what I already am in Him. It's such a freeing thought that we don't need to do anything to sit in the presence of God, to earn His love, that the God of the universe would want to fellowship with me. It just blows your mind. So I'm just going to give a last opportunity to anybody who feels that they would like prayer for anything. May it be just a fresh touch from God. Just feel free. If people want to leave, just get a coffee. If other people want to just sit here in the presence of God and just stay.
तपाईंहरु या कतिजनालाई प्रार्थनाको जरुरी छ भने तपाईंहरु अगाडि आउनु होला अनि हामी तपाईंको लागि हामी प्रार्थना गरिदिने छौं अनि तपाईंको हृदयमा कुनै घाउ चोटहरु छ भने आज परमेश्वरले तपाईंको हृदयलाई छुन चाहनु भएको छ उहाँले तपाईंको घाउमा मलमपट्टी लगाउनु उहाँले खोज्नु भएको छ विश्वासको साथमा तपाईं अगाडि आउनु होला अनि हामी तपाईंको लागि हामी प्रार्थना गरिदिने छौं परमेश्वर पिताले तपाईको हृदय उहाँले जान्नुहुन्छ तपाईको हृदयमा भएको घाउलाई उहाँले बुझ्नुहुन्छ